Okay, good morning, everybody. So yesterday we learned the halacha of the melech can't be part of the Sanhedrin. Losana al riv, losana al rav, which the Rambam sounds like it's a formal iser. We were medayik a little bit in Rashi in the Gemara that it just might be an issue of being mehapech bischuse, that it's hard once the melech weighs in for other people to, you know, really properly interrogate the case. For the Rambam is a formal iser of losana al riv, losana al rav. So the question is, well, why not say, you know, the needs of Beis Din are greater and here they can be cholek on him, and they'll be, you know, they'll be kavod and ema in all other areas. We talked about how difficult it is to fragment life in that way, and once you're cholek in one area, so that impacts the broader relationship. So here, the Rambam continues on. Malchei Beis David Av B'Shin Moshivin Osam B'Sanhedrin. Right, they can't serve in the Sanhedrin for the aforementioned reasons. Lo san al riv, lo san al rav. Yoshin v'dan in him esam. Halacha Mishnah assumes that this is true. You know, levado. They sit privately. The Ran has a famous drash on this, that there's a din hamelech and there's a din of Sanhedrin, right? The din hamelech is supposed to be more practical. The Balei Tosfos assume, Lecha Mishnah notes this, in Sanhedrin, you know, where the sugya is Yud Testament Aleph, Yud Testament Beis, that's only in terms of dine mamonos, but not dine nefashos. But you don't find that chilek at all in the Rambam. V'dan in osam imesh aleihem din. This is based on the Gemara Sanhedrin. He's koshish uvakoshu, amirish lakish, kshod asmecha v'achakach kshod acherim. The only heter a person has to be done acherim is if they're subject to the same process. Of a malchei Yisrael, ein danin ve'ein danin osam v'fishen nichnon le'divrei Torah, shema tavo me'em takal. This is the ma'is of Yanahe Melech, which is told in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara introduces this distinction that Shimon ben Shetach, who happened to be his brother-in-law, right, summons Yanahe Melech because Yanahe's Eved killed somebody, and he says, you know, that the Baal HaShor, so to speak, has to be Omed al-Shoro, and the Eved is Midin Mamon. So in any event, Yanai HaMelech says, I'm not listening to you, but what do your Chaverim say? And they were all so afraid of Yanai, they were terrified of Yanai, maybe rightfully so, that the Gemara says they basically tried, you know, to abscond. Shimon ben Shetach says, you know, all of you should be held accountable for the Ziyu of HaTorah. And Gabriel comes and kills all of them. So that led to the death of all of the Chachamim of the door, which is what the Rambam is referring to, Sheva Tavo Mehem Takala, which we'll come back to in just a little bit. So that's the story that the Rambam is alluding to. So we'll have to make a little bit of a sacrifice in terms of the scope of Beis Din. Malchei Yisrael ain danin ve'ain danin osam. And certainly they can't judge. They're not roi l'chach ve'ain danin osam because they're not nechnom in divrei Torah shema tavo mehem takala. So really two hayaros here. The first is, again, in the name of Lecha Mishnah, the chiluk between the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos. In this regard, the Balei Tosfos say that the Melech is not done dini nefashos, and the Rambam says he's Yoshe v'dan yechidi, and maybe this taps in a little bit to the Drashos Haran, right, where the Melech is meant to make up for the gap, you know, if Al-Pishnai made him Yalkum Davar, and we him, and we need Hasra, and there's all these strictures of Edos Shati Yachal Azima, and Edos, which is, you know, there's Hasra, and, you know, it's very hard, you know, to really convict. You know, to quote from the Mishnah in Makos, Afatim Arbe Shof Chedam in Yisrael, it's a very problematic thing if there's going to be nobody, you know, who can hold society to account. So therefore, right, you need to have Din HaMelech. That's the Ran's Drasha. So maybe the Rambam, you know, is suggesting that the Melech has done Dine Nefashos. I think what's interesting about this is that the Gemara quotes a pasuk that this is sort of intrinsic to the status of Malchus Beis David. Beis David, Kol Amar Hashem, Dinu LaBoker Mishpat. That their role in bringing Mishpat to the nation is so fundamental that we see it as you know, like inextricably linked with their Malchus. Right, when Shlomo HaMelech was given the opportunity to make one request, he wanted a Lev Shamea Ki Miyuchal Lishbot Es Am Agadol Hazeh. Okay, so that's the number one, the Rambam between, the Machlokas between Rambam and Tosfos, about the role of the Melech and Dine Nefashos. Is it like the Ran, where it's really a separate form of Din, or is it, you know, just for technical reasons, this is the way, honestly, it sounds to me in the Rambam, it's not like the Ran, for technical reasons, he can't sit in the Sanhedrin, Lo San Al Riv, Lo San Al Rav, but we want him to be involved in, you know, Dine Nefashos, because this is intrinsic to his mission. And the second point is, I think, really interesting. There's a Rashi in this week's parasha. I think we talked about the Shnayim Mikra, Chabu Rabbi Nabokar at Arev, that there's really two dimensions of din. One of them is a dayan shadan dinam meslamitos, kilu lama Torah kol yom kulo, minabokar at Arev. The second is yishuz of the Kadosh Baruch Maisa Breishis. So there's a ideal element of din and a pragmatic element of din. So here is one of the areas, like an outer boundary case, where we see the pragmatic element, the yeshuva shel olam, is machriya, the ideal element of din, where we always want, you know, ki lamad Torah kol yom kulo, but if it's going to not lead to yishuv ha'olam, it's going to lead to korbanu sh'olam, like the case of Yana HaMelech. So, you know, chalal din achas k'desha tishmor dinim harbe, as I like to say. Sometimes we have to, you know, make concessions for very legitimate practical reasons.